Good morning, family. It's Pam Price again from the Elam Foundation Unheard Voices. First and foremost, happy Wednesday. I just wanted to come and help start your day off right. I've just been looking at how many people have reached out to us over the past few weeks, and I know it may look like things are starting to get better, but you know, there are a lot of people out there that are still having, I call, character building days. So I just want to come to you this morning to remind you to continue to stay encouraged, to continue to walk as if things are going to be well, continue to be thankful for the things that have started to happen, that have happened. Be thankful for the prayers in which you've placed before the Lord, and just thank Him. Just thank Him. I know a few episodes back, I shared the importance of gratitude, and sometimes in order to get us to a happy place, that's quote unquote, that we need to start looking around and just begin to be thankful. Thankful for, just waking up for the day. Just thankful that you have a family. Thankful that even though you may have gotten ill, but you are better. Just thankful for whatever minor thing, and watch, it'll start changing your perception about the day around. We all have challenges. There's no question about that. But in the challenges, I suggest that we not look at the challenges. Not look at the things that we are concerned about. That we are concerned about. But just be thankful that, just turn it around. Just turn the concerns and the worries around to just being thankful for what you have. Yes, wisdom. We need to be wise about how we're going to pay the bills, how we're going to do these, how we're going to feed our family, how we're going to do X, Y, Z. But at the end of the day, the worry is only going to add years and grays and long sleepless nights to your day. So fill your day up with gratitude, and just know that God is in the midst of taking care of everything. So I just want to pray for you today, and just get your day off started well. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We are so grateful that you've given us a brand new day. We are thankful that you've kept our families through the night, that you continue to be with us, Lord. We are thankful that you continue to make straight our crooked paths. We are thankful that even though times may be tough, you've always made a way to provide for us, Lord, to put food on the table, to have a roof over our heads, to take care of the necessary things. It may not be in our timing, but it is done where we have no lack for anything. So we are just thankful, Lord. Lord, we know that our nation, not only our nation, but our world is still going through so many challenges with COVID. So, Lord, we thank you for the frontliners who are still out there taking care of the those that are ill, those that need the additional help, Lord. We thank you for our nurses, our doctors, our restaurant owners, our EMTs, our emergency workers, our truck drivers. We just thank you for getting them up every day and having, giving them another job, to continue to pay for their family, the needs of their family. And Lord, those who have lost their jobs during this time of COVID or may have just been laid off temporarily, we know that you've placed something mighty in all of us. And Lord, that we use those resources in which you've placed in us to start a business, to return back to school, to rest. You know, some of us have been working so many hours and stress that this may be a good time for us to rest, to enjoy our families, Lord. So we are grateful for this time. Lord, those families who have lost loved ones to health issues, just who have lost loved ones or those who are sick, Lord, we ask that you touch their families, that you continue to hold them tight, Lord, and hug them for all the, so that all those broken pieces will fall back into place. So, Lord, we are grateful to you again. Continue to make straight our crooked paths, Lord. I know as we all struggle with our own concerns and our own issues and the woulda, coulda, shoulda, Lord, we ask that during this period that we continue to understand the power of forgiveness. As you've forgiven us for those things that we've done, we ask that we learn to forgive ourselves, Lord, for those things that the woulda, coulda, shouldas, Lord, that we forgive those who have wronged us, who have hurt us, Lord, who have just taken and taken and taken, Lord. We ask that you continue to grow us up where we can forgive not only ourselves but others. Lord, there are so many people out there that are still in need of help. So we are grateful and thankful for the fact that you have nonprofit organizations and just organizations out there that are able to help families that are right now that need that extra little help. We pray that you bless their hands, Lord, and continue to strengthen them so they can continue to help the community. Lord, we pray over our nation. We pray over our leaders. We pray over our community leaders. We pray over our family, Lord. Go before us, Lord, and strengthen us. Fill us with hope. Fill us with wisdom. Fill us with guidance, Lord. And we thank you for continuing to make straight our crooked paths. Lord, we ask that you bless this day, that our hands be blessed, that our minds be quiet from those things that are worrisome to us. Lord, we just thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. So family, as we get ready to start our day, continue to look at gratitude in everything. Yeah, you might not like your job, but you know what? You're grateful that you have a job right now. So thank you so much for tuning in to Ellen Foundation's Unheard Voices. Continue to follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram are Ellen Foundation 1. Visit our website, which is www.thelmfoundation.org. Family, if you or a loved one is in need of food, and you're in the Washington, D.C. metro area, please reach out to us. Send us an email at info@thelmfoundation.org. Again, that's info@thelmfoundation.org. If you are outside of the Washington, D.C. area and you still are in need of help, please do not be hesitant to reach out to us so we can put you in touch with other organizations that may be able to help you while you're waiting on social services. So families, have a blessed day. Continue to stay strong, to continue to fight the good fight, and never ever forget that God is with you. He will guide you and he will keep you. Have a phenomenal day. God bless you. Bye now.